It is my junior year, 1978, when disco and Rocky movies are the cultural rage. We are in an unusual sociology class at Brandeis, something Morey calls group process. Each week we study the ways in which the students in the group interact with one another, how they respond to anger, jealousy, attention. We're human lab rats. More often than not, someone ends up crying. I refer to it as the touchy-feely course. Morey says I should be more open-minded. On this day, Morey says he has an exercise for us to try. We are to stand facing away from our classmates and fall backward, relying on another student to catch us. Most of us are uncomfortable with this, and we cannot let go for more than a few inches before stopping ourselves. We laugh in embarrassment. Finally, one student, a thin, quiet, dark-haired girl whom I noticed almost always wears bulky white fisherman sweaters, crosses her arms over her chest, closes her eyes, leans back, and does not flinch, like one of those Lipton tea commercials where the model splashes into the pool. For a moment, I'm sure she's going to thump on the floor. At the last instant, her assigned partner grabs her head and shoulders and yanks her up harshly. "Whoa!" several students yell. Some even clap. Morey finally smiles. "You see," he says to the girl, "you closed your eyes, and that was the difference. Sometimes you can't believe what you see. You have to believe what you feel. And if you are ever going to have other people trust you, you must feel that you can trust them too, even when you're in the dark, even when you're falling." The third Tuesday, we talk about regrets. The next Tuesday, I arrive with the normal bags of food, pasta with corn, potato salad, apple cobbler, and something else, a Sony tape recorder. "I want to remember what we talk about," I told Morey. "I want to have your voice so I can listen to it later." "When I'm dead," he said. "Don't say that." He laughed. "Mitch, I'm going to die, and sooner, not later."